Clothing the Naked, Reading 2, The Loss of Innocence and the Shame of Nakedness. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was longed for by the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one intelligent. And she took from its fruit and did eat, and she gave also to her man with her, and he ate. And the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the voice of Yehovah God going to itself in the garden in the wind of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the face of Yehovah God in the midst of the tree of the garden. And Yehovah God called to the man, and said to him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I feared, for I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat? And Yehovah God made for the man and for his wife coats of skin, and clothed them. Genesis 3. Arcana Celestia 2:13. By knowing that they were naked is signified their knowing and acknowledging themselves to be no longer in innocence as before, but in evil, as is evident from the last verse of the preceding chapter, where it is said, And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And where it may be seen that not to be ashamed because they were naked signifies to be innocent. The contrary is signified by their being ashamed, as in this verse, where it is said that they sewed fig leaves together and hid themselves. For where there is no innocence, nakedness is a scandal and disgrace, because it is attended with a consciousness of thinking evil. For this reason, nakedness is used in the word as a type or symbol of disgrace and evil, and is said of a perverted church, as in Ezekiel. Thou wast naked and bare, and trampled on in thy blood. Again, they shall leave her naked and bare, and the nakedness shall be uncovered. From Ezekiel. In John, I counsel thee to buy of me white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Revelation 3. Arcana Celestia 2:14. They are called naked because left to their own, or their proprium. For they who are left to their own, that is to themselves, have no longer anything of intelligence and wisdom or of faith, and consequently are naked as to truth and good, and therefore are in evil. Arcana Celestia 2:16. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves girdles. To sew leaves together is to excuse themselves. The fig tree is natural good, and to make themselves girdles is to be affected with shame. Thus the most ancient people spoke. And thus they describe this posterity of the church, signifying that instead of the innocence they had formerly enjoyed, they possessed only natural good, by which their evil was concealed. And being in natural good, they were affected with shame. Arcana Celestia 2:95. The reason why they are said to be clothed with a coat of skin is that the most ancient people were said to be naked on account of their innocence, but when they lost their innocence, they became conscious that they were in evil, which also is called nakedness. That all things might appear to cohere historically in accordance with the way of speaking of the most ancient people, they are here said to be clothed lest they should be naked or in evil. Their being in spiritual and natural good is evident from what was remarked above concerning them, from verse 1 to 13 of this chapter, as well as from its being here related that Yehovah God made them a coat of skin and clothed them. for it here treats of the first, and more especially of the second and third, posterities of the Church, who were endowed with such good. Questions. Should the most ancients have been ashamed of their nakedness? Notice how the meaning of nakedness changed after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Should they have covered their nakedness? Notice what the Lord does later in the story. Is this shame or embarrassment a good thing or a bad thing? And how does this relate to feelings of guilt? How does this story help us help our neighbor when he or she has clearly disobeyed the Lord and is feeling guilty about it? What if he or she is not feeling any shame?